Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start in Michigan, Alan, where the Republican-led legislature has refused to extend the state's coronavirus emergency declaration. It also voted Thursday to authorize a lawsuit challenging Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer's authority and actions to combat the pandemic. The unfazed governor issued new orders declaring states of emergency and disaster. A court fight is looming. This as hundreds of conservative activists return to the Capitol with guns to denounce Whitmer's stay-at-home measure as the entire country fights over whether to reopen or not.
Well, I have great respect for the governor. I tell you right now, this is an extension of what we have seen on the national scale. We have, of course, Donald Trump wanting desperately to get everything reopened so that he can win a re-election. And the economy is in shambles. The country is in shambles. And basically a hero like Governor Cuomo stands up, looks these folks in the eye and says, I am not going to risk people, including your life, by doing something premature or stupid. Now, Cuomo has been very smart about it. What he says is, okay, we're going to divide the state into three regions, two of which have some real promise in terms of not having the viral infection that we have in New York City. And he puts his lieutenant governor, both of his lieutenant governors, the first one and the second one, in charge of those other two regions. But still, he does an extraordinary thing, announcing that the subways and the public transportation is going to be closed down for cleaning every night between 1 and 5 in the morning. Can you imagine that? We're 90% down in terms of ridership anyway, and he's going to disinfect the subways every 24 hours. It's one of the reasons he got so angry when he found out that the homeless were using the subways as a shelter, because if you're going to keep the thing clean, you can't have people just wandering in and staying there. It sounds heartless, it sounds mean-spirited, but it's not. It is what needs to be done. So to bring it back to the Michigan governor, what she has to do is to create a stand-up position just like, and she is doing, just like Governor Cuomo does. Look them all in the eye and say, would you want to die so that your politics can be satisfied? Look, the Republican legislature is taking orders and following the lead of you know who. And the only thing I can say is it's despicable.
Well, and the issue of trust. AP NORC poll, Alan, seeking virus data, people are struggling with trust.
Well, that's right. If you get a president of the United States who is known as a lying, lying, lying liar, who stands up there and tells whoppers all the time and says, we're going to be open by this time, we're going to be open by this, it'll be over by Easter. It turns out it's all a bunch of baloney and people are catching on, so that the polling is showing that people do not trust this president and what he says. He's stuck between saying we have to reopen and giving bad information and saying everybody should wear a mask except for us. And then they go out after the mud hits the fan, they go out and they say, all right, the vice president will wear a mask after all. This is called government by newspaper and by editorial and by news stories. And it's pathetic.
Well, and this death toll now is quite something. These are human beings. And as Bill Clinton used to say, the former president, I feel your pain. But Trump, as the headline in the Times says this morning, leaves grieving to others.
Well, David, you've touched on something that I've been talking about and thinking about for a long time now. If you say 63,019 people have died in the United States, everybody says, well, that's a lot of people. But you don't relate it to a living, breathing human being. Because if you could do that, that 63,000 takes on a whole new meaning. If it's a statistic, that's one thing. But if it's human beings, and if we can relate to them, and that's why if you read the New York Times obituary section every day, you get a feeling about just what this loss has meant to this country. Some of the brightest minds, some of the most important people, and I don't mean important in financial terms, I mean contributions that they've made, the theory and medicine and everything else is all there. And of course, the people who are really hurting are those people who are not in the New York Times obituary section, but who are dying in record numbers, and those people who are older are most at risk. We know that. This is a terrible, terrible situation.
Not to mention the economic devastation, of course, for seeing the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits soaring past 30 million, Alan, worsening a crisis unmatched since the 1930s. So you can understand the anger for some who are suffering, but you have right now 8 states lifting their lockdowns and still 22 hot spots out there, including Tennessee, Georgia, Ohio, Texas, Indiana, Florida, South Carolina, and Michigan. How can we get out of this thing without a united front?
Well, you know, David, Georgia gets to the top of the line because they were the ones who just a few days ago said we're reopening and we're going to put people in barber chairs. Hey, I'm afraid to, with a mask on and gloves on, to walk into a supermarket. And here we are talking about the height of irresponsibility. You are right. A national approach would be good, but look at who the president is. He's talking about reopening, when in fact Governor Cuomo comes on and talks about the height of folly, which is creating a situation where people are threatened with death. It's that simple. And the president of the United States relies on the son-in-law at a time when, as you mentioned before, people need to have trust in the government and they don't have it.
Well, there's one place you can trust, Alan. It's WAMC, and we all together can do what we need to do now to keep it going.
David, you are so right. Thousands of people are making contributions now to WAMC. Every day, my heart is filled with great joy and thankfulness for what individual people are doing. We're not talking about a collective here. We're talking about individuals who will say to WAMC.org, they go online to WAMC.org and they put something in the pot. So to the thousands who have put something in already, I say thank you. To the thousands who will put something in today, I say thank you. Go online to WAMC.org and put something in the pot.